This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome. Welcome to the Thursday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. And a special shout out goes out, as always, to our active duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, the 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, the security officers, U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody working on the Third Watch right now, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our men and women truck drivers, over-the-road truck drivers out there. Thanks for the job you do. Now, follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch. We're also on MeWe, Gab, and Parler the same way. We're also on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our website either, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Simply, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. And joining us right now from California, it's the professor of politics, Kyle Warren. And good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, Captain.
Hour number two, time to say the pledge for the second time. You ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America. And to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. And we get it, and we hope you get it. Well, Kyle, the president, the White House, is asking Congress for billions of dollars in extra money. As you know, the budget is coming up for a renewal right now at the end of the month. And the president's saying, well, because of all these storms, we need more money. Because of all the refugees coming in from Afghanistan, we need more money. And here's our buddy Greg Clugston, and here's what he had to say.
President Biden is seeking at least $24 billion in new money to deal with natural disasters, including Hurricane Ida, and more than $6 billion for the Afghan evacuation and refugee resettlement. The White House request comes less than a month before the end of the government's fiscal year, and as lawmakers are debating the president's massive tax and spend proposals. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Now, I don't know if you heard this or not, Kyle, but apparently Charlie Chucky Boy Schumer and that $3.5 trillion, $4.5 trillion, now maybe $5.5 trillion, could be up to $6 trillion with the refugees being in the mix. They keep adding money to what it is they want. Did you hear that?
Well, I know that they are looking to up it, yes. And, of course, what they're also looking to do, I think, is get the continuing resolution going because, of course, they're going to run out of time to get an actual budget going.
They definitely want a continuing resolution while they discuss adding more money to their bill and tossing in the refugee thing for the Afghan refugees so that that's all covered. Because they're trying to bring in a couple hundred thousand of them.
Well, exactly right. And, of course, it's odd because the Democrats will continue to suggest more and more money. We don't really know. I mean, of course, it'll just come out of thin air, I guess. But it's not really paid for. And there's even some disagreement among the Democrat Party elite how it would be paid for, that it would be paid for. It's not going to be paid for. We're just raising taxes on the wealthy and making people pay their fair share or whatever such stuff that they love to say. This is going to be this is massive spending that's going to have a terrible effect on the economy overall. And they just go along their merry way, Captain. Don't they see inflation? Don't they see what gas costs right now?
They don't care.
I guess not.
They don't care. They just don't care as long as they get their agenda through.
Well, exactly, because, again, they think that by getting their agenda through, it's going to entrench them further in power. But I got to tell you, Captain, it looks to me that the American people and the voters, they're sizing up Biden for sure. That's for sure. They're mm-hmm. they're sizing up Kamala Harris. They don't expect that she will, if she were to become president at some point, that mm-hmm. she's going to do any better.
Yeah. And my next question is, who have they got in the wings? Usually a governor would come out of the wings and run for president. I would have thought, hey, Cuomo not getting all that trouble, it would have been him, but it's not going to be him.
No, not at all. I think he thought he was on that kind of trajectory.
Sure.
But you're right. I really do think as they're looking towards 2022, as all things, you know, continuing on as they are right now, the Democrats are just going to get their clocks cleaned with this.
Yeah. Now the Wicked Witch of the New York City area, known as Joy Behar, yesterday on The View, implied that unvaccinated COVID-19 patients did not deserve medical help because they've chosen to defy the science and they've chosen to listen to the lies on Fox TV.
Well,
her words, not mine.
Yeah, didn't Jimmy Kimmel say something else? He's making the news with that about don't get an ICU bed if you didn't get vaccinated or something. And, you know, it's that kind of talk that unfortunately is what you get sometimes on these talk show things, but it's not really, you know, where does it stop? How do we pick now who gets medical treatment and who doesn't based on Joy Behar's opinion that day? You know, these are ridiculous things that they say, I think, sometimes to make sure they get on the news.
Yeah, then you had an MSNBC host, not Joyless Reid, but another one, saying that the Supreme Court is engaging in collusion with the GOP-controlled states to roll back abortion rights.
Well, of course, that's what they're going to say. It's interesting to me, Captain, that the Supreme Court becomes more and more politicized. It becomes more and more politicized in the so far as that, Justice Kavanaugh, you're going to hear from us soon. And for what? The Supreme Court justice. This is their job. This is what they're supposed to do. Or let's get one of them, let's get so-and-so to retire. You know, it's just another game to these people.
All righty. Hold that thought, folks. We're coming back after this break. More with Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. And if you want to give us a call, the number is 877-969-8600. In the meantime, Kyle Warren's going to take us to break. 877-969-8600.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. Stay right there.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Hi, this is Mark Walters from Armed American Radio, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, buddy. And my buddy Mark, of course, has the big old Armed American Radio Monster Cast on Sunday nights, live at 8 o'clock all over the country on many of these same stations. And then during the day, you can hear his Armed American Radio's defense radio show at about 4 p.m. It's a live show at 4, but it's played at different times around the country, too. So check it out, armedamericanradio.org. All right, this portion of the program brought to you by Mike Lindell and MyPillow.com. MyPillow.com. Just go to the website, MyPillow.com. Take a look at all the stuff they got there, and you can save a bunch of money by using the promo code CAPTAIN. That's all it takes, CAPTAIN. You get these tremendous prices and discounts on all the products they've got there. Also, if you want to call them at 800-641-5459, 800-641-5459. Again, MyPillow.com, promo code CAPTAIN, 800-641-5459. Let's bring Kyle Warren in first. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
All right, we've got a young lady calling right now. I'm going to find out who she is and where she is. Good morning. What's your name and where are you calling from?
My name is Sandy, and I'm in Clearwater.
Okay, what's on your mind, Sandy?
Well, I figure that Biden and his son, Hunter, took a lot of money, a fortune, from China. And one assumes that some strings were attached to this money.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that Afghanistan is a payback.
Mm-hmm.
China gets minerals and all sorts of things from this deal. And I think that Afghanistan's a payback to China.
Mm-hmm.
for his beach house and all the other things that Biden has gotten from China.
You could be on the right track, and I'll throw one more in there. Yesterday, China announced that they were considering moving their aircraft and their military into the Bagram Air Base, which is the big air base in Afghanistan, and operating a mobile base out of there.
Well, I know. and I haven't heard anyone say anything about this. And I'm just wondering why, you know, all these big theoreticians, why they haven't mentioned this at all. Are they afraid to mention it, or what's going on?
Well, they're
because
afraid.
I really think this is.
Being afraid to mention is the understatement of the year. It's the fact they don't want to cut the money tree from George Soros and company, including the Chinese. And if they said anything against it, there go the money.
Oh, that's a possibility,
yep.
Too.
All right,
yes.
Well, thank you very much, Sandy. Appreciate the call.
Thank you.
All right. So, Kyle, she makes a lot of sense there.
I think she really did. That was a great call, Sandy. And you know, when we're thinking about China and going into Afghanistan and so forth, I think there is some kind of connection. You know, we just don't have it all put together yet, but I think the truth will out here at some point. But even more so, you mentioned Bagram, and I'm so glad about that, because that is something that people are really going to get riled up about. And at the same time, the Chinese are going to get those minerals like she was talking about. Mm-hmm. They're likely going to get Bagram. But at the same time, Captain, they also get a bonus. The bonus is to make America comes out looking feeble, mm-hmm. powerless,
yep.
feckless, directionless. I mean, take your pick.
Yep.
All because Joe Biden is Joe Biden.
Joe Biden is now the face of America, and it's a weak face, and it's an awful face. We're in big time trouble. So there you go. Okay, well, let's talk about Texas Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick, who's now pushing for a 2020 election audit bill. Did you hear about that?
Yeah, a little bit. I mean, this is, you know, we're finding out so many other things. And again, it doesn't change the election. But what it does is it points out that maybe, just maybe, there was stuff going on. And if we know about it, in other words, if we don't understand it, it can happen again.
Now, a majority of Americans are still very worried about the risk of COVID-19 and have no problem with the recommendations of getting a vaccine booster shot to enhance protection against the virus. As a matter of fact, more people are in favor of it than are against it. You've seen those numbers, correct?
Well, yes, exactly.
Yeah.
Well, I do think, Captain, that people are, and since the beginning, people have been willing to do their part. Essentially, and but again, we all know the goalposts keep moving, and we could talk mm-hmm. about that for a long time. But mm-hmm. but when it comes down to it, they do want to be mm-hmm. able to do what's going to help to keep them safe.
And before I go to the callers, there's two on the line. One's been holding for a little bit. Before I go to the callers, a Gold Star mother yesterday of a Marine killed in Kabul in the bombing said it would be such an honor if she could have former President Donald Trump there at the funeral, because her son thought so much of him.
Yes.
And
yes.
I believe he's going to break with tradition and go to some of these soldiers' funerals. I believe he's going to do that.
Well, he would honor those who had fallen.
Because the young men and women wanted him there. Okay, let's take the first caller here. Good morning, Mary. What's on your mind?
Here's what's on my mind. Sorry, it's off the topic. But did you hear about the Mercedes-Benz car that someone's trying to invent over there with Mercedes that runs on your thoughts? So it's artificial intelligence that runs with your thoughts.
It's not just that. Google's been trying to run an AI car for quite a while, and so hasn't, Bezos.
But yeah, but it's transhumanism.
Yeah.
Kind of like evil stuff.
Well, okay, maybe you ought to get one and think where you want to drive, and it'll take you there.
All right.
Thanks, Mary. All right. Kyle, that's just what I want, is an artificial intelligence car.
Well, yeah. Well, I think some of this technology, and yeah, they are trying to incorporate that. Mm-hmm. It seems like a natural progression in terms of what the car mm-hmm. companies want to do. But I think that progresses out of stuff where people have been disabled.
Okay.
And they could control things with their
brain. Now, we're going to go back to the phone lines. This is a second time caller. So, Ian, make it quick. You're already on once, so make this quick. What's up?
Yeah, I agree with that lady that posted positive the theory that Joe Biden's in the pay of China.
Sure.
I believe that. I believe he earned his bribe money. China called him in like the godfather, and he delivered by us surrendering in Afghanistan.
Yep.
And remember, how long have we been hearing for the last 3 weeks now? Oh, Joe Biden was such a genius because by withdrawing from Afghanistan, we're going to set a trap right on China's border of instability and jihadists and it'll blow back against China. Wrong all day long.
Correct.
Who in their right mind would ever believe that?
Correct.
If you surrender a territory, remember, Afghanistan has a 47-mile border with China. They're neighbors, okay?
Leave no one behind. That's my big thing. Leave no one behind.
And here's, well, they left guys behind in Vietnam, so this isn't anything new, Captain. And they left guys behind in Korea. So that shows you what the ruling elite thinks of us. They hate us and they want us dead, to paraphrase Todd, and he's right on. And my third point is, Taliban, from a strictly amoral, real politic point of view, in my opinion, the Taliban are absolutely correct and very intelligent by having China. Nobody's going to do nothing to the Taliban now because they got Big Brother China looking out for them.
Thank you. Now, the other thing is, Kyle, I was on the National POW-MIA Commission. I was a representative out of New York State. And do you know what we were told back in Vietnam with the people that we left behind?
What was that?
There weren't any people left behind. We got all the prisoners of war back.
Well, that was not true.
I know, but that's what they told us, and the government agreed to it. Now, that at the time was, I believe it was Richard Nixon. I'm trying to remember who the president was. I don't know if Ford was in there yet or not. Ford was at the very end.
Right.
So it might have been Ford, might have been Gerald Ford. I'm not sure. But I was on the National POW MIA Commission. I was appointed by my congressman. Each state had two people on the commission, and I was one of them in New York State, I might add. And that's how I knew about that. And they actually bought that line, hook, line, and sinker. And that's how I met John Labouchier, who we used to have on the program on a regular basis, former congressman out of southern New York down there in Staten Island, because he was on it, too. And that was one of his pet projects, and he's the one that told me that we'd left like 300 or 400 or 500 people behind, and he was starting to find out about it because he actually took fact-finding missions over there to find out where they had been.
Mm-hmm.
And he just, you know, he'd show up like just after they'd been moved, but he was hot on the trail for quite a while.
Well, exactly right. Well, again, we see a similar kind of thing forming here with what could be happening in Afghanistan. It's good that they got 200 out, but again, we don't know the number. And Captain, I think the American, the Biden administration, they want to fudge the numbers or create lots of confusion about these numbers so that they can just simply claim, well, we got everybody out. Who wanted to get out? You know, the phraseology like that, which is just...
Well, they're going to be doing a rain dance. He's going to all three of the events on Patriots Day, September 11th, Saturday. And I'm telling you, the people in New York City, because I was told it again yesterday with some calls that were made to me, the families do not want to see him there. They do not want to see him there. And if he shows up there, a whole bunch of them are going to turn their back to him. We'll see how that works out. All right, and that's because we leave no one behind. Not now, not then, not ever, never. I'll be right back.
Hey, Kevin Jackson here. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown, small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President Biden will roll out his plans Thursday to combat a surge in COVID cases. He's expected to announce a six-pronged plan to combat the Delta variant of the virus that's expected to include a new push towards mandating vaccines, expanding testing, and pushing measures to keep and protect kids in schools. Speaking with reporters on Wednesday, White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki intimated that the plan will also include measures that will depend on a person's vaccination status. When asked if the plan will affect Americans' lives, Psaki replied that it will depend on if you're vaccinated or not. And the Justice Department is reportedly preparing to sue Texas over a recently enacted abortion law. The Wall Street Journal reporting that the administration may sue as early as Thursday over the law that bans abortions once a fetal heartbeat is detected, effectively banning any procedure after about 6 weeks of pregnancy. The law also empowers private citizens to enforce it, allowing them to sue their fellow Texans who carry out or facilitate an abortion. This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Blue Star medicated ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
This is Frank Salvato from Underground USA, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Matt Bruce. Heard by over 2 million people coast to coast and around the world every night. Captain, let's do it.
And by the way, some nights it's more than that. It all depends on which country is lit up more than the other one, like whether it's Germany or whether or not it's India, where we have a very large contingent listening every night right now, thanks to the people that are playing us over there. And, oh, by the way, this part of the program, the Captain's America Third Watch, brought to you by Geico Insurance. Geico, it's spelled G-E-I-C-O. Now, I've been with them for over 18 years, and I've never had a problem, and I really love the way, if you have to have something done by them, that you call them up, and boom, it's taken care of right away. So you can do what I did when I first found out about them. Go to their website, geico.com, G-E-I-C-O. Now, what you do is you type in your zip code, and you either get a live person or you get the computer asking you if you'd like a rate quote, this, that, and the other, and all that. And, of course, the answer would be yes, because you'll find out how much money you can save, just like I did. Now, your car, your truck, maybe you have a motorcycle, an ATV, a boat, or an RV. You get it, great quotes on whatever they have. But then if you include your homeowners, your renters, or your condo insurance policy in that, you get what's called a bundle rate, and it drops the rate on your auto insurance dramatically. So the only way you can find out is to go to the website, Geico, G-E-I-C-O, geico.com, and either get a quote right there off the website or find out where your agent is. They'll tell you how to get a hold of your agent. And away you go. The rest is simple. Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com. All right, back to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
I got a couple of responses. One was from a Gold Star parent about the president, the former president, Donald Trump. And they said it would be an honor to have former President Donald Trump attend any military person's funeral because he actually cared about them, unlike this current resident of the White House who can't even stop from looking at his watch at a very reverent ceremony where all they got to do is stand there and put their hand over their heart. Very true. Very true.
Yes, very true. And, you know, Captain, I think people are just bewildered as to why this administration and many in the administration, but especially Joe Biden himself, can't seem to get behind one of the one things that can unite all of us, that we can all agree on, that we can, that we, mm-hmm. we understand. And, but yet to do what he was doing, it's, no, who knows?
All right. Well, before we go to the next caller on the line, I want to get this out there. Have you seen the Taliban cabinet?
I know about the Taliban cabinet. I know that they, they've got some of these people that actually got released. They were in Gitmo. They got
released. of the worst terrorists that we had down at Gitmo that were released were at the time Sergeant Bo Bergdahl. Four of them that were traded for Bo Bergdahl and sent to, I believe it was Qatar. Maybe it was United Arab Emirates. I can't remember. It was one of those where they were supposed to stay and not get it back, and they promised not to get it back on the battlefield. All four of them got back on the battlefield with the Taliban, number one, and ISIS, number two. And they now are members of the cabinet, the Taliban cabinet.
That's right. They're government officials, I guess, at this point.
Yep.
But even going back to those days, even President Obama said, well, you know, there's going to be a certain recidivism
rate. All right, we're going to go to the phone lines, and we got one of our favorite callers on the line, Elliot in Wesley Chapel. What's on your mind, sir?
Yes, good morning, Captain, and good morning, West Coast Kyle. Captain, if you can give me 60 seconds here, I'd like to share this with the American people. A British Special Forces operative retired, completed 10 tours in Afghanistan. Now, he went back in and helped extract British citizens from the Taliban.
Mm-hmm.
He said the Americans are dealing with a leader, he's talking about Joe Biden, who is paralyzed in time with no sense of direction. Now, Joe Biden has awakened jihadists from all points of origin around the world.
Mm-hmm.
The fruit is ripe on the tree, folks. The time couldn't be better because many are here to the southern border. Supreme Court, too little, too late.
Mm-hmm.
You sorry ass. America will pay dearly through the actions of the of traitor Joe. Thank you very much, Captain.
Yeah, and you know, Kyle, I don't like to agree with somebody when they're so right, but Elliot is spot on. I am very much afraid that we are going to get hit as bad or worse than we did during September 11th. I'm not going to say it's going to happen in the 20th anniversary, but it's coming. I just feel it's coming.
Well, you know, Captain, just like with the withdrawal from Afghanistan, all the things that did not have to happen, that were foreseeable and avoidable, unfortunately, because of this administration's lax security perspective, shall we say, these whatever happens could have also, I think, been in great part avoidable. But the Joe Biden administration doesn't care about the open border. They don't care about any of that stuff. And it's mind-boggling.
Well, Obama 2.0 on steroids is all about the fundamental transformation of America. They couldn't get it done, and now they're trying to do it every way they can. So
right.
This all makes sense that Obama's involved in this. It all makes sense.
Well, and again, you know, it's hard to accept that people are just this ridiculously out of touch in the administration.
Well,
and to see Secretary of State Blinken talking, it looks like he himself is just, there's some horrible truth in the nose or something.
Well, how about this one? The same Biden administration that refused to drop its August 31st deadline and then left Americans behind in Afghanistan after claiming that that would not happen is now attempting to take credit for things they haven't done, like, oh gosh, rescuing the hostages that the people are bringing out of Afghanistan? Oh, well, we're that, and yes, we did. No, they didn't.
No, they didn't. And but they're willing to take the credit because, you know, Captain, they're trying to get any story that is positive now. There's literally everything is collapsing down around Joe Biden.
You want to know what the story that's positive he could get out there that would really help all of us?
What's that?
My name is Joe Biden. I used to be the President of the United States.
Well, that
would be something that we could all get behind right now.
Right. Well, there was a story that came out yesterday about some of the staff members, White House staff people, that they actually mute the PD
right.
when Joe Biden starts talking off script.
Right.
They just don't want to hear it because right. they know it's going to become a problem.
Right. I saw that story, and you are right. Now, in California, the bluest of the blue states, where in 2020 challenger Joe Biden defeated the incumbent president at the time, Donald Trump, by a margin of almost 2-1, the polls are within the margin of error right now, which is showing that Newsom is holding on in the recall, because that's all he needs to do is maintain that number. Now, if he gets voted out, okay, because they want him gone, that's one thing. But the governor won't be decided that night if we don't have a clear and unadulterated winner, correct?
Well, as far as
we go to a runoff, is that right?
Well, I know that the top vote getter would then become the governor's, whether or not there's
I thought it had to be a certain percentage.
I don't think so. I think it's the top vote getter. Basically, Gavin Newsom and the Newsom campaign is doing, I think they've abandoned the idea of trying to make people think, hey, Newsom's a good guy, we should keep him, and to sway their votes. But what they are trying to do is try and make it look like a Republican power grab and just sort of bank on that. And there are more Democrats in California than there are Republicans. But this goes across the lines, though. So it's interesting to see, especially just how intense it's getting before we come up to September 14th. I think that tells a lot about what's going on in Newsom's camp.
Yeah, and I'll tell you what. School bus drivers, cops are quitting in Chicago right now. Students are staging walkouts in Colorado. And police are suing to protest the COVID mandates. Down here in Florida, some police districts are saying, "You've got to have the vaccine or you're not going to be able to work anymore." Well, guess what? A lot of hate and discontent going on.
Well, yes. And unfortunately, I think sometimes the Democrat Party elite, I think they think that that's somehow good for their brand or for their power base, basically. But Americans, they've had it with this kind of stuff. And so, you know, this what happens in California could send a real signal a shockwave throughout the nation. But of course, it's not a done deal that Newsom will be recalled, for example. But if he was, that would set off, I think, a real firestorm and set the stage for 2022, perhaps like we've never seen.
Yeah, very much so. And we'll see what happens. Now, the other thing is we've got Gavin and Kamala campaigning together in California. Real quick, could she help Gavin?
Well, maybe with just the true believers right now. I don't think she's going to change anybody's mind.
All right, hold that thought, folks. We're coming back with the Truckers Highway and Byway Report number 2. And, yes, we got us a storm, Tropical Storm Mindy up there, I-10, I-75. Valdosta, you're going to get some rain, a lot of rain, so the low-lying areas are going to flood. Keep that in mind. And we'll be right back with more.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hi, Peter Picaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help.
Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, this is Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
All righty. Thank you very much, Donna. Donna up there in Carrollton, Georgia, just up the road a tad bit from big old Fort Benning, Georgia, right there, and a big hooah out there to everybody in Fort Benning, Georgia. This portion of the program, the Truckers Highway Byway Report, brought to you by the Pilot and Flying J nearest you. Pull on in there. If you're not already a member of the Drivers Club, become a member of the Drivers Club and get points for the fuel you buy, the food you buy, the supplies you buy, and before long you'll have yourself like a little old bank account and you'll be able to use the discount on the stuff for purchases in the store as well as food in the restaurant. All right, well, we're gonna take a little ride to Georgia ourselves tonight, and we're gonna listen to a group with the name Georgia in their group's name, and this one goes out to Chris in Massachusetts. Pay attention.
Keep your hands to yourself. Baby, 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 why you wanna sleep in a your hands to yourself.
All righty. Kyle Warren. Remember that group, the Georgia Satellites?
Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah, they did a couple more songs. They weren't really a one-hit wonder. They were like a one-and-a-half-hit wonder.
Yeah.
Yep. All righty. Well, we're going to take a look at the weather. I'm going to turn it right over to you right now. What's going on out west of the Mississippi?
All right, folks. So we're continuing to watch these air quality alerts all through the state, mostly of Colorado, almost the entire northern half of the state, including Denver, Fort Collins, over to Grand Junction, a little bit south there of Denver as well. Also, all of Wyoming under air quality alert as we continue through the overnight hours and into tomorrow, of course. Bozeman, Montana, we've got fire weather warnings there, covering all the way up to the Canadian border over to the border with North Dakota as well. So air quality alerts also through southern Idaho and all through Oregon because of those wildfires that are burning. Now, fire weather watches continue in northern California, down through Redding, Sacramento, through Fresno, down through Bakersfield, where we have heat advisories going on, but also the excessive heat warnings now over in Las Vegas. They're looking at 103 for Thursday. This travels down all the way to Kingman, Arizona, as well down through Lake Havasu City and Blythe, California, as well. That's what's going on out west tonight, Captain.
Well, we got us a little bit of weather in the east. I'll go to the East Coast first and tell you what's going on up in New England. Coming their way is going to be some rain, looks like. Right now it's in Jersey. And if you go up and down the northeast extension of the Pennsylvania Turnpike, it's pretty much from there on up towards Scranton and then across 84 into southern New York and the northern part of Jersey. And then we've got some in the hilly section of Jersey, some in the hilly section of Maryland. But the big problem right now for everybody is this small little tropical storm, condensed storm, called Tropical Storm Mindy. Now, it's expected to produce heavy rainfall from the Florida Panhandle into southern portions of Georgia and South Carolina through Thursday morning into the afternoon. This rainfall is definitely going to be heavy. At times, it will produce scattered flash and urban and small stream flooding. So be advised of that. Valdosta, you're going to get it. Brunswick, you're going to get it. Savannah, looks like you're going to get brushed with it. Jacksonville, you're going to get it. Lake City, you're definitely getting it right now. So if you're along I-10 or I-75 right now, that area coming from the Gulf of Mexico over by Tallahassee, you're going to be in some real heavy rain. So just be advised to give yourself a little extra time. Be careful, and you'll be fine. Now, this is a minimal tropical storm. Minimal tropical storm. So it is what it is, and we'll just go from there, right?
Exactly.
All righty. So now, let's breeze on over here to what I got to do next, and tell us, first of all, how we can hear your show.
Well, thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Sounds good, Captain.
All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Take care, Kyle. All right, and I'm not sure this, I don't think this is, good morning, caller. What's your name, where are you calling from? Good morning, caller. What's your name, where are you calling from? All right, that was that's a Detroit number. That's not Denise. Wow. Okay, I wonder who that was. Anyway, it is what it is. That was a Detroit, Michigan telephone number. That's why I wasn't sure who it was. But anyway, Denise will be calling in here in just a second. And I do want to go back to what I was telling you about the tropical storm. I got a second part of it. Tropical storm conditions are expected through tonight in portions of the Florida Panhandle, where a tropical storm warning is in effect until about noontime. Tropical storm conditions are also possible across portions of the northern Florida Peninsula and southeast Georgia near the center of Mindy. Again, this is not a big storm, okay? It's not a big storm. It's not a really windy storm, but it's got quite a bit of rain associated to it. And again, you're going to get rain in some areas where you don't really need to have the rain. So just be careful up there. And for my listeners up there in Valdosta, Georgia, be advised that it's going to get, you're going to have the puddling and all that stuff. And several inches of rain, you know what it'll do to the areas up there. All right. Now we got Denise Simon from Founders Code on the telephone line. Good morning, Denise Simon.
Good morning.
What is going on in these military bases? We have a whistleblower report that a congressman just put out for all of us to hear that apparently these Afghan refugees, some of them are slipping off the base without being properly vetted, and they're just disappearing.
Yeah,
Well, I wouldn't say that they're disappearing. We don't know that quite yet, but they're smart enough to hire Uber drivers.
Yeah.
So I guess they have some money, and we don't know where they're going.
No, and it's various military bases. It's not just one or two. It's various bases, a handful.
Well, I know that the one in around Washington, D.C., what is that one?
Fort Lee? Is that where they're at there, Fort Lee? Somebody's at Fort Lee, but go ahead.
But anyway, that's the one congressman reported that one.
Mm-hmm.
So he's written a letter. He's a veteran. He's written a letter saying, what are you doing? So, yeah, that's the beginning.
Well, it's astounding.
It is astounding.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but this sort of stuff has to happen. And, again, here we go. You know, Biden is so just, and again, you can't tell me this is because he's not, doesn't know what he's doing, this, that, and the other. I believe he knows exactly what he's doing, and the people that are telling him what to do are doing it for him. And again, we're looking at the fundamental transformation of America, and we know where that came from, don't we?
Indeed we do.
And I still say that the forces that be are still alive and well at work, namely Valerie Jarrett and Susan Rice, who, by the way, was on television yesterday for the first time in a little while, representing the government in some respect. I forgot what it was she was talking about, but anyway, there you go. Yeah. So.
It's fun times.
Yeah, so when we come back after the top of the hour break, we're going to be talking about the Taliban and the fact that they came out and made a statement last night that they are willing to let a couple of hundred of Americans go and several foreign nationals go. But it's in Kabul. It's not the bunch that's up there at the airport up there along the border.
Mazar-e Sharif.
Yeah, it's not that one. So that's a different horse of a different color. So we'll see what happens. So here comes the music. Hold that thought, and folks, I'll be right back with more, and Denise Simon, too, from FoundersCode.com. Go over there to her website, FoundersCode.com. Get on her mailing list, and maybe you'll get an article sent to you like I did from 2020 the other night. Oh, boy, that was fun, though. I hadn't seen it, but I saw it last night, or the other night. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Why shotgun? Why shotgun?
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.